Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. I would like to speak to you today on a subject that has been a challenge to me with regards to the things that we believe. And I want to entitle this message as The Danger of Wrong Believing, taken from Acts chapter 10. You will most likely know the story of Peter being up there on the rooftop praying and God coming to him and speaking to him and said to, with this vision, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." And Peter argued with the Lord and said, "Not so, Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean before." And God said, "What God has cleansed, you are to call, not to call common." And so Peter's in a conflict with the Lord over what God wanted him to do. This was done three times, so Peter was quite strong in his resistance here. Now, God was preparing Peter for a visit to Cornelius's house, because an angel of God had appeared to Cornelius and told him to send men to Joppa and inquire at a house for one called Simon Peter. So God knew that Peter was going to have a change of heart as a result of this experience, otherwise he would not have given Cornelius Port Simon's name. And so as Peter is up on the roof contemplating about this, God speaks to him again and says, "Rise, Peter, your three men are seeking you. Go with them, don't you doubt anything, for I have sent them." And so Peter then has a decision to make. Will he hang on to his previous believing and mindset, or will he put those things aside and simply trust what the Lord is saying to him and obey and go with those men to Cornelius' household? Well, he chose to trust and obey the voice of the Lord. And this was breaking with all tradition, happened beliefs that Peter had previously held. And so, by faith, he went with these men down to Cornelius's house. And when he got there, he discovered that Cornelius had gathered a group of friends around him and waiting to hear what Peter would say to them. Now, as Peter gets up to speak, he gets a revelation. And this revelation is found in Acts 10:34. Peter says, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging him on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly," and so on. Here we find Peter gets the revelation that the gospel is not just for the Jews only, but it's for everybody. God is no respecter of persons. He does not favor one nation over another, but whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. And the result of all of this was, is that Peter had a mindset and a belief system broken inside of him that enabled him to go and do something he had never done before or had even been taught to do before. And there he preached to the Gentiles. And as a result, they began to get saved. Praise the Lord. And so, this was the beginning of the gospel going to people outside of the Jewish nation. And Peter was very blessed with what happened there. And, as a result of Peter's obedience way back then, we who are Gentiles today have come to know the Lord as a result. So we've got much to thank the Lord for that. Now, we discover that what Peter's problem was also a problem with the other apostles and followers of Jesus. Now remember, these men had been filled with the Holy Spirit back on the day of Pentecost and had come into a whole new walk in life with Jesus through the Holy Spirit, yet here they were hanging on to old traditions and customs and belief systems that was robbing them of going further with God. And in Acts chapter 11, now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went into uncircumcised men and ate with them." And so here they were contending with Peter, questioning him why he did what he did. And Peter was able to open up and to testify to them how that the Holy Spirit had told him to go, and that he was not to doubt anything, and that he would see what God could do. And the result of that was those apostles at Jerusalem had a change of believing as well. Those traditional beliefs were broken in their hearts and lives. And now, and this brings us to the question, how many of us are hanging on to old traditional beliefs, on to teachings and things like that, that do not line up with the new covenant message of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit? Jesus wants us to know that His Word, whatever He says to us, is far above and beyond any other believing or word that we may have. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His word is absolutely truth, and what he says to us will never contradict the principles of the scriptures. And so we are challenged today, what are we believing? Is our believing lined up with the principles of the scriptures? Or are we hanging on to old traditional beliefs that maybe we had before we got born again and filled with the Holy Spirit? For if we are, then we are being limited in how God can use us, and we need to be set free. Going back to Peter with his experience when that sheep came down from heaven, God gave him an illustration, and Peter thought it was all about food that he had not eaten before that he should eat. But in reality, God was breaking mindsets so that he would realize that it was time for him to obey God and go to Cornelius's house and preach to the Gentiles there, which he did. Praise the Lord. And the results have been tremendous for the gospel ever since. And so it's important today that we really examine our own hearts and lives as to what do we really believe? Do we believe the scriptures? Do we believe what Jesus is saying to us? Or do we doubt it and as a result we do nothing? Whatever Jesus says to us is exactly right for us, and he knows that if we obey what he says to us, we can rise up and go into whole new realms and dimensions with God, because He is leading us in the way of truth and the path to eternal life. And so I want to encourage you today, make sure that what you are believing is in accordance with the scriptures. We need to be like the people of Berea that we read about. Brethren, immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. That's in Acts 17, 10-12. Notice they searched the scriptures daily to make sure that what they were hearing lined up with the word of God. Which brings us to the question, how well do we know the scriptures today? It is vital that we have a daily devotional time of reading, studying the scriptures and praying so we can avoid getting caught up in wrong teachings, mixture, etc. that leave us powerless, traditional and religious only. Our relationship with Jesus should be real enough that we know his voice and when he is speaking to us. Whatever Jesus says to us will always be in line with the principles of the scriptures. He is the word become flesh, John chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 and verse 14. So he will never contradict himself with the scriptures when he speaks to us. And so we have this challenge that we need to press in closer to Jesus, have a relationship with him so that we know the truth that sets us free. Hallelujah. And God says in Isaiah 59, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void," that is empty and without fruit, "but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 13. You see, when we obey God's word, it enables him to bring it to pass in what he is saying to us. And so it's very important that as disciples of Jesus, that he is number one in our life, and what he says is more right than any other believing that we may have held on to over the years. And so I encourage you today, seek the Lord that he may be found, and that you will know without a doubt how and when he is speaking to you so that you can be obedient. And let me say this, if God is asking you to do something you've never done before, then know this, you can do it. For whatever God asks of us, we can do. And that will open the door into whole new seasons of opportunity and service for him. That has been my experience over the years, and as a result, God has enabled us to touch, multiply thousands of lives around the world because we have obeyed what he's asked of us, even in times when other Christians would say to me, "That's not God," but it was and it is. And I want to encourage you today, you can trust the voice of God when it lines up with the scriptures, and that you can follow him into greater things in the days ahead. Thank you, and God bless you.